God's message to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 309, entitled God's Message to You. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. You will never hear a greater message than the one contained in this podcast, God's message to you. God's word, the Holy Bible, declares, number one, all have sinned. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Isaiah 53 verse 6 in the Holy Word of God says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Him refers to Jesus Christ. God's word, the Holy Bible, declares to you, number two, sin's penalty, sin's punishment. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. God's word, the Holy Bible, declares to you, thirdly, sin's penalty was paid. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 in the Holy Bible says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. God's word, the Holy Bible, declares to you, number four, we must repent. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 in the Holy Bible says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Isaiah in the Holy Bible, chapter 55, verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Dear friends, if we are truly sorry for our sins and willing to turn from them, we can be saved from the penalty of sin, which is eternal hell. For God's word, the Holy Bible, declares to you, number 5, we must receive Christ. John chapter 1, verse 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." We need to exercise our faith by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Faith and repentance are both necessary for salvation. God loves you and wants you to experience peace and eternity in heaven with him. So much so, Jesus Christ, his only Son, died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. So, dear friend, I hope you noticed the title of this podcast that read God's message to you. So, dear friend, I hope you noticed the title of this podcast, God's Message to You. Scripture is God's holy word, his message to us, and not our theory. We pray that after reading these 6 truths from God's word, that you believe the message God has given us. I pray that after hearing these 6 truths from God's word, that you believe the message God has given us. He gives free pardon of sin and a no-so salvation. You don't have to hope that God will save you, or hope that someday you will go to heaven. God's word, the Holy Bible, says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Do you know where you're going when you die? Here is what you must do to guarantee you are going to heaven. Number 1, admit your need. Admit that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. Number 2, be willing to turn from your sin. Repent. Number 3, believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. Number 4, through prayer, invite Jesus to come in and control your heart and life. Receive him as your Savior and Lord. If you want to be saved today, please pray this prayer with me and mean it from your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I am willing to turn from sin. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. I am willing, by God's grace, to follow and obey Christ as the Lord of my heart and life. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you. Until next time.